Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Let's see. Today on the radio show, we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. It feels like we should do one more fight song roundup. Jeffrey, we're going to do a fight song roundup, and we won't play, I don't think, either of the best two fight songs in the land. Seems right, right?
Yes, and Auburn is out, and Notre Dame is out as well.
So, anyway, last fight song roundup of the season. Sad day there. So otherwise it's us talking about everything, all the things that happened in a wild weekend of sports. I will say that my weekend got off to it was a mixed start because we were moving this weekend. I had Saturday, 26,000 steps, and moving is hell. I don't recommend it for anyone except the folks. I'll say this, at Black Tie Movers, tremendous.
Yep, just, as always.
Just tremendous. They were, all the things. They didn't break anything, they whatever else, but they're also just really super nice. You know, they're on top of everything else.
It's always it's a very pleasant experience.
It's just, the only part of moving that's hell is, and I was talking to one of them about this, everyone says, we have too much stuff. I can't believe how much stuff I have. And you can't believe how much stuff we got rid of. And yet we still have this much
Correct.
Stuff. People all say the same thing. And I will tell you, I can't believe how much stuff we have, even given how much stuff we got rid of. And so the part that was hell was everything that we decided to move ourselves, like all the lamps and the stuff that's hanging on the wall and the bicycles, like whatever. We trip after trip after trip. And then you get all these boxes and you just like, oh, my God. What goes where? They just box. It's just insanity. So I don't recommend that. Then, though, we are waiting to take possession of the house Friday. And we decided to pop over to Crosstown Concourse where they light up they have a sort of a lights that reach up to the ceiling of this massive building in a Christmas tree shape. And there's a moment when they light them. And we decided, well, we're killing time. Let's go there. We did that. Unbelievably festive. The Memphis Symphony was there sort of almost in flash mob fashion. A spectacular choir was there as well. And just a glorious, jolly night. And so then, Jeffrey, we decided to pop on over to the Evergreen Grill while we were waiting for our house to become available. And then you had a snack there, and then when we were headed to the house, great anticipation. Evergreen Grill, there's a road that goes by, and then there's angled parking off the road, right?
Yep.
Sort of. For whatever reason, I got in my minivan, trusted minivan, put it in reverse, talking about I wonder how long it takes to get here, whatever, great anticipation. And I backed up and I just, tremendous slam noise. Bam! I looked at Claire and said, what did I hit? Well, I'm a moron. There was someone driving right behind me. There's a road back there.
Mm.
I was acting as if I was in a parking lot where I wasn't in a parking lot. I was in a, there was a road going, and I literally just slammed into the guy's driver's side door. Like, he was just minding his own business going along, and bam, this minivan comes flying out of a parking space and hits him in the side. And so we have had in the past, Claire had literally never had a car accident, and I haven't had one in, I don't know, I can't remember. I can't remember the last one. And now inside of a month, we have both been at fault ourselves. The guy and I, Mississippi plates, and I didn't get his name. I gave him my insurance stuff. I should have gotten his name and number. Just the nicest. I mean, some people can get out and justifiably, what the hell are you doing? Blah, you know, whatever. Guy was just, happens to all of us. I mean, literally, I don't know that there's ever been a nicer guy after being clipped for no good
assaulted.
Reason. Assaulted. Literally assaulted. Like, I'm a total moron. I what in the world? I'm going to chalk it up to stress and distraction.
And unfamiliar, like, surroundings.
It's also true. Yep. It's also true. I've never. That's not a place where I park, and I'm aware of. Hey, thanks for helping compile the list.
The second
of
I can make the excuses for. Excuse me, reasons.
But it was totally 100% my fault, and I'm just a moron. So that was tough. Happily, we had a weekend of sports, of Memphis sports. You know how it was 2 weeks ago? We just talked about it was the worst weekend ever.
It's pretty tough.
I mean, you had the Grizzlies and spiraling and free-for-all, trauma, angst, unhappiness. You had Memphis Tiger football, which had been on track to be in the playoff. By all rights, they should be...
The 11th seed.
They should be, going to play Ole Miss. How about that? How about that this weekend? Coming up, I'm sorry, not this weekend. And instead... They spiral down the stretch, and now they're headed to the Gasparilla Bowl. There's so much excitement about the Gasparilla Bowl. There was no media availability about the Gasparilla Bowl on the part of the University of Memphis yesterday. It's in Tampa. They'll be playing NC State. And that's a good opponent. Good opponent, nice location. Tampa's nice, right?
Wasn't yesterday, but hopefully on that day it will be.
Right, that's true, generally speaking. They got a big-ass pirate ship and
yes,
stuff.
They do. So, fire those cannons.
So, but anyway, so you had the Grizzlies in free fall. You had the Tigers football team in free fall, and you had the basketball team getting blown out by UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
Total free fall.
Things were looking great.
Things were looking grim. Things were looking unbelievably grim. And now, look now. It's like picture if you were, imagine. The Memphis sports scene as a car that has its passenger side door bashed in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take it to the body shop, you get those dents banged out, you get a new
good as new.
Good as
new. That's what I just did with my car.
Is it back?
Oh, yeah.
How is it?
Good as new.
That's my point. It can be good as new. And so right now, you got the Grizzlies are absolutely killing it. Grizzlies have won, depending on how many days you count back, how many games you want to count back, 7-9?
Yep.
I believe it's...
Pete mentioned that one on the broadcast.
How about that? 7-9.
I think it's 5-6 as well.
5-6, if you wanted to count that way. That's my point. You could do it however you want. And so they're just rolling. Anyone want to fire the coach now? They're rolling, and their superstar is out. And their second superstar, their max guy, is giving them precious little, and still they're
he's
rolling.
Improving.
He's really not.
He leaving room for improvement.
He is that. That's more like it. So the Grizzlies are rolling. Memphis Tiger basketball team, and let's be clear, I think, and maybe I spoke too soon. I declared Memphis basketball dead last week, didn't
I? As we know it.
As we know it.
The brand as we know it.
The brand as we know it. Well, it still wasn't a massive crowd, but what do you know? That team comes out and beats Baylor. holds them to 34% shooting, outscores them in the paint 46-22. All of a sudden, you know who was supposed to lead this team once upon a time?
Doug McDaniel?
Well, he's still kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But Zach Davis and Aaron Bradshaw. And all of a sudden, who should pop up under the tree but Zach Davis and Aaron Bradshaw?
I mean, many are asking if Penny's decision to basically deep six them
lit a fire
earlier in the week. Was that some good coaching?
Yeah, some good coaching there. And and the Memphis football team has a head coach. It has avoided the purgatory of another year under Ryan Silverfield, because Arkansas snapped him up, and they're happy over there too. God bless them. And Memphis has a head football coach in Charles Huff. I told you it would be decided by the time we came back here on Monday. I'll be honest, I thought there'd be the press conference today. I think, they did release a statement.
Yeah, we had the official,
eight.
Yeah.
They finally did announce him. Do we have this? Do we have the statement?
Yes, we do.
Let's hear the statement.
So we have both the infographic and the statement. So Charles Huff has been named the 26th head coach in Memphis football history. Senior Vice President, Director of Athletics, Dr. Ed Scott, announced Monday, December the 8th. Huff, a well-known figure in both collegiate and professional football, spent the 2019-20 season as College Football Hall of Fame coach Nick Saban's associate head coach, working with future NFL superstars Najee Harris and Saquon Barkley. We also have the statement from Ed Scott. We're extremely excited to welcome Charles Huff as the next head football coach at the University of Memphis. Early in our search process, Coach Huff quickly rose to the top of our list as a dynamic leader with a proven track record of building strong, competitive programs. He brings a championship mindset, tremendous drive, and more than 20 years of experience working alongside some of the top coaches in college football. We are eager to get him to Memphis and begin this next chapter for our football program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen. I think we, early on, Huff, Mac Huff, right? Like that was sort of, that's where you were, right? Those are two sitting head coaches who'd both had impressive track records as head coaches. And so then you had a whole lot of, I think we can now call it misinformation about Dan Mullen. There are those people who said it was done on Dan Mullen. And And sure enough, it was Huff McMackhoff. And in, the truth of the matter is, the first person they interviewed, is my understanding anyway, is Charles Huff. And he will be the next football coach headed going forward. I was a little bit, and I'm wary of this, Jeffrey, because I was a little bit taken aback by the very mixed reaction to the news that Charles Huff was going to get the job. And I say mixed. Honestly, I saw more negative than positive initially on message boards and social media and wherever, right? Twitter, all of that from Memphis fans. And I like to think that having been here long enough that I understand the Memphis mindset. And so, but I'm totally misjudged this one because it was really a decidedly mixed reaction. And to that, and again, what I'm worried about is when I say decidedly mixed, maybe it was 12 people. You know what I mean? Like how many people really were mixed? Like most people are just doing their Christmas shopping and not thinking about it, period, right? And then others were like, okay, yeah, it seems good. And then some people might have been enthusiastic. And there were some people who were less than enthusiastic. Maybe I overestimate. And so maybe it's unnecessary or inappropriate even to respond to the lack of enthusiasm. Maybe that's elevating the lack of enthusiasm to a place that it doesn't belong. But I was surprised, honestly. I was like, what? And I guess I would go to a couple things. One is, what did people expect? Like you and I talked about this all week long, not just all week long. We've been like, you look around at the Power Four jobs and who is being hired at Arkansas and at Auburn and at Ole Miss and at Florida. Like, are these wow? Like, wow hires? Like, who is like blowing you away with who they, whoa, wow, start the parade, sell, open up the ticket office, longer hours. You'd say LSU is, right?
Yep.
And we'd say Virginia Tech is. And that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of the theme of, in general, the coaching carousel, right? A lot of fan bases, I think Memphis is largely acting kind of the same way that most of the other fan bases did.
They're trying to hire a good coach.
Right.
Like, I literally don't know what the hell people expected. The only quote-unquote wow name that was even talked about, even theoretical, I don't even know who the hell one would say is a – that would be Dan Mullen, like people who people have heard of, right? And I'll be honest, I had somewhat mixed feelings on Dan Mullen. He could have been great, and he could have been Tubby Smith. Like, it is a coach who is at that stage, who's been at the very highest echelons, who's not known as a great recruiter. When he comes back down, does he have the fire in his belly to rebuild again or not? And that to me was always good. Plus, he was going to be incredibly expensive. And you and I have talked about this. There's only so much money to go around. If you tab the boosters to pay for your head coach, how much money are they going to have to pay for the halfback? You know what I mean? Like it is in the end, ladies and gentlemen, the same pool. It's the same pool of money. So I just never took that particularly seriously. And I didn't consider that a wow hire any more than Tubby Smith was once upon a guy who'd done a lot. We knew his name. But did he have the fire in the belly? So beyond that, I don't know who the hell you thought you were getting who was going to sell, get people lining up to sell tickets. I'm going to be lining up to buy tickets just because it's a fresh start in stadium. Right. So so then even beyond that, though, if you start, and I wrote a column about this, and it's up the Daily Memphian today. If you go through just objectively, all right, we're hiring a new Memphis football coach. What do we want? And you want, yeah, okay, well, we want a deeply experienced assistant who preferably, it would be great if he like was from, you know, had worked with some of the best in the business, right? Well, Charles Huff has worked with James Franklin. He's worked with PJ Fleck. He's worked with Chan Gailey. And he's worked with this other guy, Nick Saban. In fact, Nick Saban had him on the staff at Alabama, won the national championship, and named him associate head coach. It's kind of a staggering list of people that he has worked with who know what they're doing. So you're like, well, damn, maybe that rubbed off on him. So that's good. We want an assistant, deeply experienced assistant who's worked with some impressive people. All right, we want him to be a great recruiter. Obviously, recruiting's changed the way that it's done, but still, the aggressive mindset to go get players and to form relationship with players, you do want to keep them around, and money is obviously the biggest thing, but at the margin, there are other things. You know, you do see people stay places where they're comfortable. You do, like, relationships matter much, much, much less. They matter if the money is essentially equal, right? But they do still matter. And an aggressive recruiting mindset, you want someone who's a hell of a recruiter. Truth of the matter is, done differently, recruiting is more important than ever because now you're recruiting every single day and every year you're recruiting a new team. So a player getter.
Every semester.
Every semester. The guy was literally National Recruiter of the Year, depending on who names these things. Different people do name different National Recruiters of the Year. You know who else was? Larry Porter once upon a time. But Larry Porter doesn't have any of the other things on this list.
Correct.
You know? So, and then there's the story that everyone likes to tell about Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, you might think it was just totally natural he would go to Penn State. He was forever a Rutgers commit.
Yep.
He was a Rutgers commit. And he is absolutely, Charles Huff is absolutely given credit for flipping him to go to Penn State. And so there's that too. Tremendous, tremendous recruiter.
And Najee was not a big recruit.
No.
Like he identified Najee.
Yeah. He's known as a terrific recruiter. Okay, and then you'd like, all right, does he come well recommended? And whatever, let's go to Saquon Barkley. There was a story in The Athletic a few years ago, and here is Barkley. Coach Huff is a great recruiter, did a great job of making me understand that it's bigger than football. It was, we want you to come to this school and be a great player, one of the best to ever do it. And that was a goal that we had in common, but also have the understanding of how important the education is for you, not just as a football player, but for the rest of your life, and how Penn State will be able to do that for you. He always, the impact that he had on me, he helped mold me into the player and the man that I am today, said Saquon Barkley. Seems like a good player today. Better last year.
Correct.
Maybe he molded into the player. Right? Yeah. We always talked about that Mamba mentality. He helped instill that mentality and that confidence in me from my freshman year to my junior year. It wasn't the easy way. It was definitely tough. It wasn't going to just happen. He definitely made me work for it. But he knew my goal and the goals that we created for each other, and he held me accountable, and that was every single day. He never let me slack. He never let me fall off whatsoever. He pushed me every single day to be the best person, player I can be, and I'm forever thankful for him. I know one day he's going to make a heck of a head coach, and I'll be happy to see that come true. So whatever. So you want him to be a successful assistant from great bloodlines who's a hell of a recruiter and comes well-recommended. And then, boy, it sure would be nice, although normally this isn't something that Memphis can pull off. It sure would be nice if this person had experience being a successful head coach. Now, mind you, that's not something that Memphis usually can manage, but possibly this time, given the way the job was elevated, could Memphis actually get another head coach who's done it successfully somewhere else? Oh, not just somewhere else, maybe two other places. I mean, like, sometimes it once can be a fluke, right? But,
sure.
Like, if he can rebuild. So what does he do? He goes to Marshall where he wins plays there for 4 years. He wins a conference championship. And then he goes to Southern Miss where in 1 year he turns Southern Miss around. And they're going to a bowl.
And Marshall's 5-7 without him.
And Marshall's 5-7 without him. I literally don't know what other credential you could want him to have. And some of the most outrageous things I saw over the weekend were people who were calling it an equity hire or a DEI hire or whatever because he's black. Literally, the guy is the most credential, objectively qualified head coach that Memphis has hired since Rex Dockery, who came from Texas Tech, right?
Yep.
You'd have to say, like, he was a sitting head coach.
Yep.
Rip was a sitting head coach, but at James Madison, one was at a lower level,
yep.
Right? So and literally he is not. Again, I'm not saying he's going to be great. I don't know. Who the hell knows? We went through this. I was texting back and forth with Jeffrey. Who would have imagined that Scott Frost at Nebraska wouldn't have worked out? That looked perfect, right? That looked
home run, everything.
Home run, perfect.
All the platitudes.
Who would have imagined that Sark at USC or that Chip Kelly at UCLA or Jimbo at Texas A&M or like whatever, Brian Kelly at LSU, yep. Like what a home run that was. Most coaching hires don't work out, even the ones that look like Justin Fuente and Mike Norvell, for that matter. They both look perfect for their new places. Mike Norvell only still has that job because he's too expensive to fire.
Correct.
And Justin was fired. So I'm not telling you he's going to be great. I am telling you, objectively, he is the most credentialed, best qualified Memphis coach since Rex Dockery. And I 100% believe that. Now, again, got no idea if it's going to work out. We'll see. We won't know. We'll know in 2 or 3 years. Some of the negatives, there are negatives that people bring up. One is the way it ended at Marshall.
Yeah.
Why, if he's so great, did Marshall not extend him?
Marshall has unrealistic expectations, but continue.
And he is evidently can be a thorny guy. I don't know. Like, this is what you sort of hear, right?
The knock would be difficult to work with.
Yeah. A lot of the best coaches are difficult to work with. You know,
Saban
was difficult to work
yes.
with? Saban. Uh-huh. Yeah. Legendary stories about Saban.
Skip Bertman called Mal Moore. So Skip Bertman was the athletic director at LSU. Mal obviously was the athletic director at Alabama that hired him and said, "You just hired a son of a bitch."
So legendarily hard to work with. So that's one. And then the other you hear is, man, he just goes from job to job to job to job to job. And it is true. If you look at his stops, he was at Tennessee State for a little bit to start, then Maryland for a year, Hampton for a year, Vandy for a year, my beloved Buffalo Bills. That's another.
Yep.
You got to give him credit for that, too.
Of course, obviously.
He's going to know how to circle the wagons.
Exactly.
The guy is going to know how to circle the wagons. Is this William and Mary for a year? I think I wrote
that sounds right.
Right down. He was at Penn State for four, Mississippi State for a year, Alabama for a couple, Marshall for four, Southern Miss for one. So he has a lot of stops.
Western Michigan, Western Michigan.
It wasn't William Mary, it was Western Michigan.
Yeah.
I wrote down WM. That was Western Michigan. He has a lot of stops. It doesn't appear he has a lot of stops because he's not working out. He has a lot of stops
because
he's getting hired away.
Which is what you want.
Which is exactly what we want and what you want here at Memphis. You want a guy who's going to come in. Look at what they're doing at Tulane. Look at what they're doing at Tulane. Don't you want John Summerall, who's going to come in, get you to the playoff, get another gig? Then you go hire another. That's what you do. Honestly, it's worked that way at Memphis with Fuente and Norvell and Silverfield. The only glitch was that Silverfield didn't get you to a championship and still got hired away.
Yep.
But you want them to come to make an impact and to get hired away. My fervent hope is that Charles Huff comes to Memphis, hell, wins two conference championships, and gets hired away. That would be the best thing ever.
Absolutely. Makes it a whole lot easier to hire the next one.
Someone did ask, did I watch Southern Miss? I did not watch a minute of Southern Miss. Did you?
I did. They were significantly improved.
Yeah, so I am not basing any, and you know what? I had not watched it. I didn't recall watching any of TCU before Justin Fuente or any Arizona. If I did, it was only in passing and I wasn't paying attention. That's not who you're hiring at this level. You know who else I didn't watch any? I watched Friday Night Jerry Mack, but before that, had I ever watched Kennesaw State this year? Nope. Nope. Most of these dudes who you hire, they're either an assistant and maybe they're an assistant at a big program. And so you have watched some of that. unclear what they're in charge of, what they're responsible for, whatever, how much of the success should be attributed to them. But if you're watching, if you're hiring a head coach, listen, once upon a time when Rip was hired, no one had watched any James Madison here. Like, no, I have not watched a second of Southern Miss. What did you, what you have? It's not based on that. It's based on what he has accomplished over the course of his career. I'm telling you, he is the most credentialed. I'm not telling you he is the best, because I don't know. I've never met him. I've never talked about his philosophies. I don't know how that, I am telling you he is the most qualified and most credentialed since Rex Dockery.
All right, Jeff, here was 2024 Southern Miss. You ready? 1-11. 2025 Southern Miss, 7-5. Which would you rather have?
Of the two, and again, this is just applying my football brain, I'll take the 7-5 over the 1-11.
They went from scoring 15.25 points per game to scoring 29.83 points per game. They went from allowing 37.8 points per game to allowing 27.4 points per game. So they nearly doubled their offensive production, and they nearly cut their defensive production in half.
Yeah. Again, I got no idea how it's going to work out, but he's got, on paper, he's got everything you could possibly want. He's like the opposite of a DEI or whatever you were going to call. Like,
no, it's actually merit-based.
What?
It's actually merit-based.
It is so extraordinarily merit-based. Like, it is based on accomplishment.
Correct. It is the definition of merit-based.
Yeah, yeah. So, preposterous. That was the ugly side of this weekend that I have very little patience for, and I disappointed me. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break. We have so much more to talk about. We got, well, Chris is going to join us straight up 10 o'clock. We'll talk about the Grizzlies. We got the Tiger basketball team to talk about and their massive win. We got the playoff system to talk about, which we'll get to. Congratulations to all who were included, and particularly for Ole Miss just down the way. And so we'll talk about all of that. The NFL, are we prepared, Jeffrey, to put a stake in the Chiefs?
For this year.
Yeah. That's the, even then you just worry. You're like,
they still got Mahomes.
It's just a gap year.
Yep.
It's just a gap year.
As you pointed out, you're so thrilled for them that they're going to get a better draft pick now.
Well, that's the thing. And I am a little envious of the teams that are really good that get gap years. Like the Bengals are going to get a hell of a pick, you know? Ravens appear.
Bengals had a couple of gap years. They haven't really done much.
But we'll take your calls on this, if you have calls on this, and then we will talk about the playoff and everything else in the next segment. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, 445-0929, 445-0929. How you feeling about the hire? And then we'll move on. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. We're taking your calls on the Memphis coaching search, which is now completed. Charles Huff is next. 445-0929 is the phone number. The lines are full right now, but as soon as someone is done talking, you can get in. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's start with Tiger Steve. He's driving around I-240.
Steve, how are you? Steve. Tiger Steve. We know Tiger Steve. We don't have Tiger Steve here. Hang on. Well, hang on. We may have some audio difficulties. Steve? Steve. There you are. Hello. Nope. Jeffrey? Maybe.
Okay.
We may have a glitch.
We'll start with...
Let's try another one. Let's try another one and see if it's a phone issue or if it's a... who do we got?
Let's go to Chris in East Memphis. Chris, you're on.
Chris.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm good. I have to be honest. I was a little disappointed about the Huff hire because I was really hoping to get Jerry Mack. I felt like that was a good, realistic option, and I value winning. And the fact that he won the championship Friday night, I thought was a big deal.
That was great. Like, it was great listening to him talk on the afterwards. You had to be proud that he is a Memphian who's done that. I don't really see that. Like, I don't know the two of them. Charles Huff has a longer track record. He's got Nick Saban on the resume. You know, he's got James Franklin on the resume. He's got quite the resume, and he won a championship at Marshall. So does it matter if you won at this? Like, if you value winning, they both have a championship.
Oh, okay. I did not realize that Huff won at Marshall, so that's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, but I couldn't pick between the two. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. It's totally reasonable if you wanted Jerry Mack to, and that was fun watching him play and win Friday night. But do you feel strongly about one versus the other?
I thought Huff was safer because he's a
longer track
deeper,
record.
Deeper, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next.
All right, Jeff, let's try Tiger Steve again. Tiger Steve, you're on.
Let's try this again. Hello, Tiger Steve. We got you now.
Can you hear me now?
We got you. Yep.
All right. Morning, gentlemen. Look, I agreed with everything you said before the break, Jeff. As usual, you nailed it. I think what it boils down to, it's very similar to politics. This is all about name recognition. It's the same reason why it's so difficult to beat an incumbent, even if they're a bad incumbent, right? Because people feel more comfortable with a name they recognize.
Now Tiger Steve is gone, but we got him. We got the gist of it. We got the gist of it. There he's back. Steve. No, we're giving up on Tiger Steve. 445-0929, 445-0929. I just don't think there were a lot of people with name recognition.
I mean, I think what happens is, like, it's the same thing. Why is Florida upset? They thought they were getting Lane Kiffin. They didn't get Lane Kiffin.
There was one of them. There was one of them. And he was
one school was getting
Memphis.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, right. But they've adjusted, I take it, in Florida.
They're getting there.
By the way, I will tell you that Memphis was interested in Faulkner, the OC, the guy who's
Buster Faulkner,
who's now the OC. That is a guy who 100% they were interested in, and he in the end took himself out of the running because he wanted the OC job in Florida.
Yep.
And I totally get that. Like, he thought that was the next best step for his career. Would they have hired him? Who's to say? That's a guy who they absolutely identified and really liked, and in the end he took himself out of it. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Teddy in Arlington. Teddy, you're on.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I think on paper, this is a phenomenal hire. I mean, honestly, I don't know how you could argue against it. And if you really want to take a look at the market, which is so-called contemporaries. Tulane just hired the guy that Charles Huff replaced and made him their head coach, and he was objectively awful. There's no sauce added to it. He was an awful head coach. Even with the USF win. Ryan Hartline, it sounds great on paper, but this is the guy that was the offensive coordinator that they took play calling duties away from him, and they won a national championship. And this is the same guy with all of the talent in the world just put up 10 points in a in a Big Ten conference title. So you look at your so-called contemporaries, even JMU did a Billy Napier, who's another retread and everything. Of the available hires, objectively, Memphis made the best, the surest thing. Now, the MAC thing, I get. I think that there is a people are always scared of someone leaving, and I think there is a notion that if you hire a Memphian, that there's a more likelihood that he would stay. And I get that completely. But winning the Sun Belt to me means a lot more than winning the watered down TUSA. This isn't 20 years ago. That the Sun Belt is a lot closer to the American than Conference USA is. He's got an established track record. He's got the pedigree. He's got the recruiting. If you want to just check off all the boxes, nothing is certain. You hire people. Sometimes it doesn't work out. But on paper, I honestly have available candidates. Maybe Mullen. I don't know who else you could have hired that makes more sense than this.
Thanks, Teddy. Couldn't agree more. 445-0929, 445-0929. As Teddy points out, Will Hall is going to be the head coach at Tulane. He is the former head coach at Southern Miss, who was a disaster.
In fairness, it's also important to like Southern got their act together.
Yes,
like,
yes, things changed. He was
a Tiger assistant.
He was the passing former Tiger assistant, was the passing game coordinator last year at Tulane. That's what they are doing. 445-0929, 445-0929. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to our friend Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, you're on.
Dennis, how are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Man, I think it's a great hire. I agree with all the guys that just talked and your points, Jeff. What did people think? And correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff. Mac is also black, I think. So people thinking, the DEI stuff. I mean, come on, man. I know this is not a political show, but the guy that's in charge.
Some would say we're occasionally a political show.
But. Well, I mean, he's got everybody racially charged. Man, this has nothing to do with race, man. I think it was a great hire. And I was reading last night, he has a stud linebacker. I forgot his name, man, but he's a stud for them, and I think, if he can bring him and a couple more of the guys. And like you said, he's a great recruiter. We're going to be fine. And like you said, I'm lining up to buy my season tickets also.
Thanks. Appreciate it. It's interesting. I just don't think, like, you hear some people make the race a deal here. I don't know. Like, when Laird hired Ryan, did anyone say, well, of course he was going to hire a white guy? The same stuff is just like we've had black coaches here at Memphis before. We have a black basketball coach. There's a black AD. Like it's that we've had white coaches. We've had white ADs, like whatever else. It seems to me some of the guys who were prominent on their list were white assistants who, found other jobs. The point is the credentials speak for themselves with Charles Huff. He didn't have to go out of his way to hire a black coach. He went out of his way to hire literally the most qualified head coach that Memphis has hired since Rex Dockery. Next.
Jeff, let's go to our friend Frank. He's at the Skybox in Carville.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeffrey. I have my season tickets. I'm going to keep my season tickets. I agree with just about everybody else. I think it's a great hire on paper.
That's key. It's on paper. It's like, we'll see. Yeah, right. We'll see.
But it's like we'll wait and see. You know what's going to cure all the ills of the people that don't like to hire? If he wins.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Just like it cures every ill that we have if you win.
Thanks, Frank.
I'm going to wish him luck, and I've got my season tickets, and I'm keeping them.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Fizdale was a great hire on paper. Ivoroni was a great hire on paper. Hubie was not a great hire on paper. Paper doesn't always math.
You can make the argument that,
Lionel wasn't a great hire on paper.
No. Neither was Jaeger.
Jaeger was kind of, but it was certainly ugly the way that it transpired. I don't know. Was Isolo a great hire on paper? I think not. Right. And we also don't know how it's going to go.
Right. I mean, Taylor,
looks pretty good now. Taylor was like the third assistant.
Yeah, he was the get-back coach.
He was the get-back coach. 445-0929, 445-0929. We take your calls on this before we move on to talk about the many other things we have on our plate here on this Monday morning. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Eric and Bartlett. Eric, you're on.
All right. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, Coach Hoff is, I think, detail-oriented. He's a good coach. When he was recruiting my son, when he was running back, you know, was running back coach at Penn State, and then when he moved on to Mississippi State, he's very detail-oriented. He's going to get the guys. He's a motivator. And like you said, you know, he's got a resume up on a lot of great coaches. And I think it's the best coach we could have gotten, you know, for what was going on right now. So,
just so be clear, tell the folks who your son is.
My son's Eric Gray.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Who was tremendous at Lausanne and has had a great career. What was his experience? He recruited him to Penn State. It was when he was at Penn State?
Right. He recruited him to Penn State. And then right when he got, you know, before signing day came, he changed and went to Mississippi State with, what was the other coach?
Mormon. Moorhead. Yeah. Joe Moorhead. Oh, yeah. He went with Moorhead to Mississippi State. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, tough. I'm telling you, he probably was one of the best running back coaches out there during that time because he's, you know, Saquon and a lot of Najee Harris, a lot of folks that he has, you know, coached for his running back, but he's a good coach. Memphis is going to be very impressed about who he is. I met a lot of great coaches on the recruiting trail, but Huff was one of the best ones I met.
So. Well, you're nice to call. Thanks very much. Best of luck to your son. Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks.
There you go. A little firsthand testimony for what he is like as a recruiter. 445-0929, 445-0929 is the phone number. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Latrell. He's in Cordova.
Hey, Latrell.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How y'all?
Good.
Hey, I remember when Memphis, I think it was Tommy West after D'Angelo and them left, and Tommy West was a coach, and then they hired this Fuente guys and never knew nothing about him and kind of apprehensive. But, man, I'm telling you, Fuente did a great job with the program. Well, Charlie Huff, when you get accolations from the players that you coach, those are the ones that know your track record, that play for you and give you the most accolades. So I do believe, this is my prediction, that the Tigers will win and go to the national championship under Charlie Huff. Somebody said if he wins two in a row, I think you, Jeff, said if he wins two in a row and go on to another job. Well, you know what? You already claimed it. I believe that's what he's going to do. He's going to be the first coach to get us to a NCAA Power 5 playoff.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. And here's the thing. If Jerry Mack had come in and won a championship and got offered the Missouri job, you know what?
He probably would have taken it.
He'd go too. I mean, it's just it's the way the world works right now. Maybe someday if Memphis does ever make it into a power conference, we'll take the – if you're on, we'll get to you here. Otherwise, we need to move on to other matters. So we got two more. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to our guy, D-Midge. D-Midge, you're on.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
How are you?
Pretty good, man. I keep it real short and sweet.
Yep.
I'm sure he's probably a good hire, like everyone else has said. My only concern is, you know, with our last one, I don't think he was so social. You know, he just, you know, you didn't know much about the team or him. So my only advice, hopefully, to the new coach is, man, hey, be social, get in the community, let us know who you are, let us know who the guys are, and I think he'll build a lot of goodwill by doing that. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Last call.
Jeff, let's wrap up with Larry in Brighton. Larry, you're on.
I'd like to say to these idiots about this color thing, we're gonna make this thing happen, and let's give them a chance.
100%. Agree. Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. All right, that winds that. Hey, we'll
this
wind
is a good up. Way to wrap it up.
We'll wind up there. Yeah, that was a bit of – anyway. We'll see. We'll see. He's going to be introduced Wednesday, by the way.
Okay.
He's going to be introduced Wednesday. Details have not yet been announced as to the timing of that. It'll be interesting. The OC will be interesting because Blake Anderson is his current OC,
yep.
And he's going to be the interim at Southern Miss and may well get the job at Southern Miss. And so that's going to be a big hire for him, see which players he brings, obviously, will be a big question as well. Let's touch on, while we have this, listen, we're going to have Chris talking about the Grizzlies next. I think in the fight song roundup, we'll talk about the playoff and what a mess that was, or whatever we thought about the way that played out. So I don't know how much time between now and then we're going to have to talk about the Memphis Tiger basketball team, but tucked into the middle of the weekend, that was quite the result. As I mean, it just did feel like a massively important game to restore some faith from folks in this community. Much better crowd, still not a great crowd for Memphis and Baylor. Memphis wins 78-71. Zach Davis 23-13, and Aaron Bradshaw back from the dead 17-7. Massive win for Memphis. Just in terms of restoring some momentum, it felt like. And now I still think they're in a position. I was talking about this with John. If they lose right now, Mississippi State's the most winnable of the three big games they have remaining, easily, right?
Yeah, that seems likely.
If that's all they do, right, if they...
I suppose you could just make the argument, maybe Vandy just because it's at home, but you know what I mean? Like,
I think if they want to have any argument for an at-large, they're going to have to beat State and one other. They're going to have to beat State and Vandy.
Probably. I mean, if you get the road win at Louisville, like that's
massive
win.
Yes, that would go a long way. If you could get the road win at Louisville, fine. If you get the road win.
Right, but I understand your point.
And even then, if you lose the other two, like whatever, I think you're gonna need two of these. Like it's tremendous that they did this. And my God, has Penny reached these guys now? Like it. But now they got to do it two more times, and then whatever, and then you got to get through the conference with losing two games. It's not going to be easy. But it was put a fork in them if they'd lost to Baylor, emotionally. Didn't you feel like that was it?
Definitely felt like a swing game.
Yeah, it was a game that made you take notice. Like, whoa, they did that. And then you look at it in context and you just think of this one horrendous game against UNLV. Then you have a game against, now mind you, Purdue's not going to be number one anymore. Like they got whacked. But you hung in there against Purdue, should have beaten Wake. You've now beaten Baylor. I guess I'd put it this way. Maybe it's not time to give up on this team emotionally just yet.
That's where I've been. Like, to be clear,
that is
though,
where you have been. Yeah.
There have been swing games where it's like, how's this going to go? Like, to me, honestly, I was very curious how they were going to look against Southern Illinois. They came out, they handled business. Kind of same thing against New Orleans. Like, handled business. And then I thought the thing that was the most impressive about Saturday was, they led for what, three quarters of the game? Like, there was that moment in the second half where they gave up the lead.
Well, they gave up the lead in the second half, and you wondered if it was just going to all come tumbling down.
But they didn't. They fought back.
Defense was tremendous. Now, Baylor looked a little bit like Memphis, honestly. A little disjointed, like a team that had just been thrown together.
Sure.
It looked a little bit like Memphis, but that was a massive win for Penny Hardaway and the Tigers. And now you just hope they can... Now they go to Louisville. First time, I think the first game at Louisville, I think this is right, since 2014. Could that possibly be right?
I'll double check.
I think that's right. And I think that was a win. That was a Josh Pastner win at Louisville, as I recall. And so you go back to Louisville, and that's going to be a tough ask. But it does feel like, injuries still bedeviling this team a little bit. So we wonder what the rotation will be. That keeps changing. But that was a massive win Saturday for the Tigers. And then in other news, Jeffrey, Kansas City's dead.
This season.
Ravens dead? No.
I think that division's still...
It was quite a weekend. Like, it was quite a weekend of things that made you sit up and take notice. The Steelers beating the Ravens. Whoa. As everyone's wondering about Mike Tomlin's future, you have the Texans, who are looking pretty feisty now. They've taken care of the Bills. They've taken care of the Chiefs. That 9 straight AFC West titles is certainly over. And then you have Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville taking care of Indy. Daniel Jones gets injured in that one. And then I don't think a great shocker, Green Bay taking care of the Bears.
No, but you know what? I thought the fact that the Bears, like, they weren't overmatched. You know what I mean? Like, in the first half, you're kind of thinking, like, okay, this is the way that I thought it was going to go. Green Bay's better. But really, for the most part, in the second half, the Bears kind of controlled it. They held the ball. They were pretty good. And you know what? They come up, 15 yards short? Like, that. Like, I don't think the Bears acquitted themselves poorly.
No. I think that's right. I mean, no Josh Allen there, the snow. Josh running through the snow. Is there a better sight in the world?
The two pick sixes.
Oh, yeah.
Or the two
the run pick. The pick six and then the pick on the next play. Anyway, we're going to talk to Chris Harrington when we return, and then we will get into the playoff situation and all of that. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.